From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The world, including President Trump, is pondering how to respond to North Korea's latest nuclear test on Sunday. It's sixth and most powerful since 2006. VOA's Lotte Sahok reporting.
The bomb used in North Korea's test Sunday sent tremors across the region that were more powerful than Pyongyang's previous tests. The international community is debating what can be done to stop North Korea's defiance. Trump has asked China to use its influence on Pyongyang to curb its nuclear ambitions. But on Sunday, he tweeted that China has had little success and that North Korea is becoming an embarrassment for Beijing. He said that one option he is considering is stopping trade with all countries that do business with North Korea. That would certainly include China, North Korea's closest ally and its biggest trade partner. European Union leaders are calling for tougher economic sanctions against Pyongyang and say that China and Russia, as its biggest trade partners, have the most responsibility in making sure they are enforced. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Indonesia's foreign minister is in Myanmar for meetings today with leader Aung San Suu Kyi. They're discussing the ongoing crisis in Rakhine State. UN Refugee Agency says 87,000 Rohingya Muslims have left Rakhine, to neighboring Bangladesh since an eruption of violence late last month. Nearly 400 people have died. Both incumbent Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta and opposition leader Raila Odinga have ruled out a power-sharing government following a Supreme Court ruling annulling the August 8th voting. The High Court ruled the election invalid because of widespread irregularities. A new election must be held within 60 days. This is VOA News.